Hi there, this is Andrea Nakayama from Replenish PDX, and I am here with my friend Ricky Heller from Diet, Dessert, and Dogs. Hi, Ricky.
Hi, Andrea.
I'm so excited to be doing the Sweet Victory program with you, Ricky, and I wanted to tell how we met.
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay, I have this obsession that I need to confess to you that I am constantly searching for chefs whose dietary approach is in keeping with my own, and I have very picky standards. And through my searching, I found my way to Diet, Dessert, and Dogs, which was so exciting. I started exploring your recipes, and I fell in love with you right away. I started following your blog, and then I started to follow you on Twitter. And I think I retweeted something that you tweeted, and then
yep.
We started to communicate.
I remember it well. I remember when you tweeted me and asked about if we might discuss some kind of collaboration down the road and how similar our philosophy of food was and our diets, which, you know, for me is also a huge thing when I meet someone who has a diet that's similar to mine, given all the restrictions. So it was just great.
It's so hard to find, and it's one of the reasons why I really love you, just exploring your blog and really reading your amazing writing, and your recipes are incredible. So it was really exciting to me to find you. And I actually had somebody email me today after getting the Sweet Victory announcement and say, "Is this Ricky Heller from Diet, Dessert, and Dogs? I love her."
No way. That's so cool.
Totally. I know.
And I love my readers, too.
Yeah, and it was so great because she said, "You're both so inspirational. What an amazing collaboration." So that is exactly what we've been feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so much fun working with you.
And this whole concept of sugar cravings and sugar addiction, Ricky, this is something you still struggle with, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think that's part of the reason why I'm so excited for this program, because I am going to be doing it along with everybody else. I think for me, I'm in a stage where some of my triggers recently have shown up again, and I just feel the need to do a detox, and I just can't wait to experience this with everybody else and share what we're going through and share all my recipes that I've been working on. So, that's part of why I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, and it's important for everybody to know, for you to know, Ricky, that this changes over time. When we have those triggers, it's not like we necessarily get to the other side. We do for a time being, but there are things that might trigger them again. They could be exposure to toxins. They could be hormones. As we're dealing with perimenopause or menopause, those triggers can come back again. And what we need are to know how to deal with those triggers, and that's really what we're going to be delving into with this program.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, having experienced it over time. And, you know, I think for me, too, part of what was really useful was, as you know, I have your Sweet Tooth, Bitter Truth program as well. And I went through the program, and it just sets such a perfect foundation for what you and I are going to be doing together, because it provides all of the fundamental background. And for me, anyway, it's acting as kind of a springboard into the detox program. So it's a perfect backgrounder for anybody who wants to do this kind of detox.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I do think that you will get the best results if you take this as a first step and take the time to listen to the Sweet Tooth, Bitter Truth program like Ricky did, because you get to hear all about sugar in the body and the brain. So the sooner you sign up, the better, because you will get access to that class immediately. And in that class, you'll learn about the body and brain, but you'll also get some recipes. You'll learn how to read labels for sugar, and all of that is just amazing to put in place right away to start your experience of the detox. Speaking of recipes, Ricky, do you have one or two favorite recipes that you've come up with for the Sweet Victory program?
Oh, you mean I have to pick only one or two?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, you know, I've been working very hard on developing recipes, and I have a few that I just love, but there's one that's a caramel ice cream that I think is fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
Another one is, I'm calling it coconut brittle, so it's kind of like when you think of peanut brittle snack type thing. And there's a fabulous fudge that's going to be in there, and a few, I mean, these are only the desserts, but of course the desserts are my favorites, right, because that's where my true love lies with sweets. But of course there are all kinds of recipes that are going to be part of the program, but I think those would be three of the top picks anyway.
I am so excited. I can't wait to eat the ice cream, especially it's when it's hot and summery. So I know I cannot wait for those recipes, and I'm sure you are feeling the same way. So we will see you on the 23rd when you will have access to all the recipes, the sweet and the savory. And in the meantime, sign up right away so you can get the Sweet Tooth, Bitter Truth program and start getting some of those foundations under your belt.
Sounds great, Andrea. I can't wait to share this with you and go through the program and talk about our experiences as we detox from sugar.
Yay! See you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.